This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 19. Tally got up from the bleachers and made a left for the border aisle, only to see her mom walking into the barn. She glanced at her watch, 12:24 p.m. "Hey, Mom," she said, catching up to her mother on the aisle. "I thought we said 1 o'clock today." "Tally, hi." "Yes, we did. But Ryan asked me to meet him here at 12:30. Tally felt a flutter in her stomach. They were both meeting with Ryan? What was this about? Then she saw her dad trailing behind her mother. "Nothing to worry about. It's a good meeting," her dad said. Then he pointed to the tricolor Tally had hung on Cam's door. She had the perfect spot for it in her bedroom, but wanted to celebrate their first show together by displaying it on his stall for a while first. "Tally up the ribbons," her dad said. Tally smiled. Corny as it was, she loved her dad's play on her name. "Did you label it?" he asked. Tally's dad always encouraged her to label every ribbon with the date, venue, and a note or two about the class so she could always look back on the show memories. That applied to both the top ribbons and to the lower ones that Tally would sooner forget. "Of course," Tally said with a grin. She led her parents over to Cam's stall and gave them carrots to feed him while they waited. Then Ryan rounded the corner at the other end of the aisle. "Hey, hearts," he said, grinning broadly and gesturing toward the tack room. "Step into my office." Tally followed her parents inside as they took seats on Field Ridge Director's chairs across from Ryan. Tally sat down on Mac's tack trunk. "So, James and Stacy, you know what this is all about, but Tally does not, correct?" Ryan asked, grinning at her parents. Her mom and dad nodded. "Would you like to do the honors?" Tally's mom turned from Ryan to Tally. "Ryan has a really special horse show opportunity for you," her mother began. "Your dad and I would like for you to take it, but only as long as your teachers will work with you to get your assignments done and you take any schoolwork with you that's needed." "Yes, of course I will. What's the show?" Tally asked. It felt like time had shifted and everything was moving in slow motion. All three of the adults had huge smiles. "It's in Florida, Tal," said Ryan. "Do you want to show Cam down there after Thanksgiving?" Tally looked from Ryan to her parents and back to Ryan again. "Florida? I get to show Cam in Florida?" Her dad chuckled as Ryan nodded. "Yep. I'm going down for a couple of weeks to try horses for some clients. I figured it would be a good opportunity to bring a few horses down, too, and go to the show near the Gulf Coast. The weather will be great, and it'll be a nice break from the cold for you and Cam. What do you think?" "Thank you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So this is during school?" Tally asked. "Yes, which is why we need to check in with your teachers. You'd fly down on a Wednesday and back on Sunday, so it's 3 school days," said Tally's mom. Her dad put his hand on her arm. "I'm sure it will work out fine with your teachers," her dad interjected. "We'll just make sure when we talk with them on Monday. Mac is going too, so we'll set it up for you two to fly down together. It's a considerable expense, but it's such a good opportunity that your mother and I will make it a big Christmas present for you. And Ryan said you can work off the rest in Florida, okay?" "You'll help Lupe water the horses, filling hay nets, tacking and untacking horses, cleaning tack, that kind of thing," Ryan added. "Great," Tally said. "I can't wait. I'm so excited. Thank you, Ryan." "And?" her dad asked with a laugh. I wasn't done. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. This is the best present ever.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review The Plaidcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.